frustrated Johnson delivers a forceful shove to the back of Nemestikov, causing him to crash dangerously into the boards. This is boarding.
Oh, it's official now. How does he know he was frustrated?
Frustrated Johnson's is the name of my Steely Dan cover band.
That'd be a good softball team name.
Hello, Avalanche fans, and welcome back to the Avs Hockey Podcast. This is your home for almost everything Avalanche, and I'm James Grayley. In this show, my man, Jay Tapelake Bean, and I discuss the major uptick in the Avalanche's play. Milan Hayduk's number heads to the rafters. I mangle a player's name over and over. And Jay and I disagree about a thing. All this and much more on episode 110 of the Avs Hockey Podcast. Stick around. The AHP is now.
Hey, what's going on, Avalanche fans? Welcome back to the Avs Hockey Podcast. He is James Tapelake Graylian, and I'm Jay Veen, and this is your home for almost everything Avalanche. Hey.
Hi.
What's going on?
How you doing?
We're halfway through the season.
Oh, man. It is game. We just have game 41, didn't we?
That was game 41.
That was game 41.
And I'm no fancy math guy, but half of 82 is 41.
Oh, you're good at this. Here's the thing. Normally, when we record a podcast...
the good stuff is in the podcast.
No, like we lately, like the last three podcasts, we've had like, it's been like, okay, So let's record a podcast. And then that night there's a game. So already the show is like out of, it's gone. It's like.
Not this time, my friends.
No, nope. Week off. They have a week off.
We're here to help you through that.
Oh, goodness. We're here to help you.
Like, it's amazing.
So helpful.
Let's see. If I would have told you at the beginning of the year, mm-hmm. or maybe at the end of last year, mm-hmm. the Vegas Golden Knights mm-hmm. would be first in the Western Conference.
I totally buy that.
Would you buy it if I told you the Colorado Avalanche would be ahead of the Chicago Blackhawks halfway through the year?
Absolutely.
You're a liar.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am. Those are the two things that I was just thinking of. Like, if you'd have told me that those things, I would have said, mm-hmm. you're silly.
If I would have told you that that Bruce Boudreau would be swearing at refs on the ice while he was on the
turning red
Colorado bench, would you have bought that?
I would have bought that.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what he was doing.
Dude's a potty mouth.
He was not very. So was Matt Dumba. Matt Dumba was.
Oh, did he drop the?
He never. I don't think he ever like officially did, but he and Landy were friends.
Mm.
They're buddies. It was a typical Avalanche Wild game, except for the Avalanche scoring goals and winning. On Devan Dubnyk.
We're going to get to that.
That was fun.
What do we got to get to first?
Well, it's the 2000... It's episode...
Show episode number 2010.
Wow. Welcome back, everyone. We're on year 5000. We're in the 10th year of the Avs Hockey
Old
Podcast.
Old man Jay.
You're home for... Anyway, get off our lawn.
Yeah.
That's what it would be. But we're this is episode number 110 of the Avs Hockey Podcast.
When we have episode 2010, mm-hmm. they probably won't have lawns because we'll be in space.
What we'll do is we'll make a lawn or mm-hmm. we'll have something that resembles a lawn. And
we'll paint the outside of the podcasting sphere.
Totally.
Yeah.
And people can get off it.
All right.
It's episode number 110. So we're going to do the 2010 Avalanche draft. We're going to throw some names at you and comment on them. That's what we do.
Luke Walker. Just for some reason, I wanted to go with the fifth round guy. Or how about Luke Moffitt?
They drafted two Lukes.
Luke Walker and Luke Moffitt. Yeah.
I am your father.
It is a Luke. It was a Luke down. It's like a bro down, but with Lukes.
Kind of a lukewarm draft.
Oh, God.
Sorry. Yes, we got like 1 minute in. He's already. More names. Let's do it.
I don't know if I can. Count Pickard.
Remember him?
Yeah.
He just came back in a Toronto Maple Leaf jersey to Pepsi Center.
Joey Hischen. You know my Joey Hischen story, right? That I went to the Memorial Cup and I was there the game like
he got knocked
after
out.
the one game after. It's like I was so psyched to see him. Oh, there's this prospect. Yeah, and that concussion and that was
he got rocked.
Oh man.
Was never quite the same. I don't know where he's playing now, but it's definitely not for the Colorado Avalanche Hockey Club.
I think he's in Europe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
This is the one. I never get this one. I never.
Oh, no, no, you can do it. You can totally do this.
I can't.
You've heard me say it. Come on. Do it.
Sammy Acrilato.
You put in extra K's and C's and stuff.
I did. I totally did.
You're not even trying anymore.
You're the one who wanted me to try. I knew that was a mistake.
8-0.
8-0.
Uh-huh. And then finish it without the C's and the R's.
Calicchio?
Wow. So close. Edo Calio.
Edo Calio.
Edo Calio.
Why don't they just they should just spell it phonetically, like with an 8 and then an O.
Whatever nationality it is.
And then
it's
a picture of California for Cali.
Like a pictogram for you.
He's Finnish.
Sammy Edo Calio.
He's Finnish guys
ruining names.
Here's the thing, okay? I have what some consider like when I get the telemarketer call, it's like, hi, Mr. Garalian. Yeah. And I get that there are difficult names out there, okay? This is like all L's and T's
and double
and
letters,
vowels, mm-hmm. And I have no idea. Mine is only 7 letters. So while I feel this guy's pain, I also feel mine, and no, I can't do it.
It's like the SNL skit. Turn around. Let me see your name. Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Not going to try that.
Three, it's like there's five letters and none of them are vowels.
Nope.
Like, nope. All right, turn around. What's your name? Nope.
Nope.
Let's do that hockey.
Speaking of that, yeah, what have the Avs been doing lately? What are they?
They've been doing some hockey.
They've been doing that hockey.
They have been doing that hockey.
You know, I'd say this is as excited as the fan base not us. We're always excited about Colorado Avalanche hockey, but this is as excited as the fan base has been probably since the playoffs.
I went to a game the other day. I went to which one was that?
The hockey game with the people.
They were
skating.
Islanders that they beat. Yes. They beat the Islanders by a score.
Doug Weight got thrown out.
Yeah. Oh, that was funny actually because the people around me were like, "Well, that guy's not very classy, and he's a coach, and blah blah blah." And I literally turn around. I go, "It's Doug Weight." Do you not know who that guy is?
That's the thing with the Tkachuk family. It's like these are Tkachuk's. These are his kids. Like, hello.
It's
Doug Weight.
I was really surprised when that Charlie Manson boy stabbed somebody. I had no idea. Do you not know who that
player
was? That was Charles Manson. Have you never heard of him? No, what did he do? Oh my God!
Please tell me more. You haven't watched Doug Weight play the hockey? Like,
yeah,
he can.
I was like, the guy won a Stanley Cup with Carolina, and is like,
he played some. He played hard hockey. Like he coaches like he played.
Yeah,
yeah. That's all you need to know.
Doug Weight is the guy that you hire after the dude who was patting everybody on the back and going, "That's okay.
Good try, guys."
He's the guy who you hire to go, "Okay, guys, now you're going to get it together there, eh?"
Eh?
Which is weird because I think Doug Weight's American. Anyways, I could be wrong.
He totally is.
Yeah,
but maybe he just wants to fit in.
Eh? I could imagine.
Eh? Yeah, so he gets thrown out.
So he gets tossed, and everybody's like, "Oh, I can't believe that guy." And I'm just laughing.
He's a little frustrated, man.
But the whole point was that the beginning of Avs games are still wine and cheese parties. You know, the fans are waiting for the team to get ahead. And it's funny because like at the post game, right? When the Avs win, they interview whoever the first star is that's an Avs player.
Yes.
You know, there's an Avs. They never do it after a loss, right? So it's always, you know, "Oh man, the fans are awesome. The fans are amazing. Listen to this crowd.
Only
is so
when
great,
we win,
right?"
Yeah.
But when they win, because when you're losing, it's kind of like, there's a hockey going on down there.
Did you see the hockey?
Did you see a hockey down there?
It was just okay.
Yeah.
On to the next one.
They should get it out.
Get it out.
Get it out.
There's a guy behind me last night. Box out. What?
Box out.
Box out. That's a basketball term. But that is where the Nuggets play, so good enough.
Wow.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, so there's that.
But you were saying something before that, and I agree with it, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. That's usually what happens on our show. We just agree with each other, and then we move on.
I think we have to agree until later. Disagree. So anyways.
Have you been suspended since our last show?
I'm going to talk. I'm not. We're going to.
A lot of suspensions.
We'll get there.
We're going to get to that.
We're going to get to Jay versus James, a new segment we like to call Jay versus James.
We need like a graphic to go along with that, like two boxing gloves coming together. Like.
Yeah, exactly. We need a graphic on a podcast. Mm-hmm. Good job, Jay.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Stick that graphic in your ear hole. Mm-hmm. We were going to talk a little bit about that November 19 goal or game with Neil Yakupov getting a power play goal.
Little Red Wings action there. Mm-hmm. Comebacks and wins against the Red Wings, although they only play each other twice now, are always good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a nice little comeback. Down 3-1, 6 minutes to play. Yak scores the power play goal. Soderberg scores later and ties it up. And Nathan MacKinnon, have you heard of him?
Mm.
He's been doing that hockey.
He has a jaw.
He does.
Yeah.
But he uses it well.
I was going through my phone the other day looking at some things I'd saved on my RSS reader. And I came across this quote from Neil Yakupov from August 20th in the Edmonton, 2015 in the Edmonton Journal when he was still an Oiler. Because, you know, there probably hasn't been a time that he hasn't really struggled on the ice. Mm-hmm. Since his first year. His first year was okay, but definitely not first overall pick kind of okay that people expect. And then his shooting percentage was going down all the time. And so anyways, he said, when I have a chance now, I have to shoot for sure. You can't just play the game just for shots. You can make smart plays with a pass. I'm going to get back to that in a moment. But I look at a guy like Ovi, the best scorer in the world. Everyone knows they have to give it to Ovi. Okay, so basically what he's saying is, like, he wants to be the guy that is going to put it in when you give it to him. But basically he says, I have to shoot, and then he can't. And then he says, well, you can't just play for shooting. You have, you know, you can make smart plays with a pass. It's like, what are you going to do, dude?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I just thought it was an interesting.
Totally.
Yeah, it was just an interesting quote. It was just something interesting I found.
Just wanted to throw that in there.
Just wanted to, yeah.
Nice little comeback. Everybody was feeling good there.
Yeah, everybody should. You beat the Red Wings, you know, and
third period comeback down 3-1 with 6 minutes to play. That's usually game's over.
Yep. And everybody talks about, like, how the Red Wings rivalry, it isn't there anymore. Whatever. It's still fun to beat the Red Wings.
That's absolutely. So speaking of Nathan MacKinnon, he scores the overtime winner.
Mm-hmm.
He's named the NHL's third star of the week, third star of the week the day after.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was also named the first star of the NHL for November. And since then, he's been just as hot. Fourth in the league in scoring right now, 52 points in 41 games.
Mm.
Things are a little different since Matt Duchene left.
Matt Duchene actually has gotten a little bit of a scoring, I don't know.
A little bit?
Run? So,
well, yeah,
in the 14 games that he played with the Avs before the trade, he has 4 goals, six assists for 10 points. In the 26 games since he joined the Ottawa Senators, who are... I don't know. Is there a more appropriate term than listless?
You'd have to ask their fan base. I'm sure they've got some other terms for you.
Sure,
yeah,
I'm sure. Many of them in, you know, French Canada, I couldn't understand. Like,
but
because they are right on the border of French Canada,
the tone would bring across whatever they'd want to say. I'm sure.
Tabernacle.
That's right.
26 games, 6 goals, 4 assists, 10 points,
and that's with 3 points in his last game.
Hmm.
So there's that.
Mm.
I'm trying to figure out how awkward that might feel. I mean, as Duchene...
There was an article I read where somebody had gone to Duchene and said, yeah, you know, don't worry. It's not, you know, there was problems here before. So it's not, don't think of this as being you. And it's like, okay.
Thanks.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out how that must feel. Things haven't been quite the same since Erik Karlsson said, when my contract is up at the end of this season, I'm going to get what I'm worth.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's here, fine. If it's not here, that's fine too. That's kind of an awkward place. The team hasn't been the same really ever since.
Yeah. Well, he basically said that. And then they asked him for his dance partners for his trade, for who he would be traded to.
How many teams are on that list? Do you remember?
I don't know.
Is it 10? 10's like usually 10. The number they go with.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. And, yeah.
His dance partners. Do you think that's written like on the, like they write it down?
Probably.
Dance partners.
Would you consider this more of a tango or a hoedown?
Oof. Probably depends on the night with them, but I don't want to say that watching Matt Duchene and the Senators struggle is fun, but it's kind of fun. I don't want to, you yeah. know,
well, I guess, again, you I'm, know, well, you wouldn't be, you. I mean, if it was the other way, if the shoe was on the other foot and if the Avs like tanked after he left,
right.
You wouldn't be feeling that way. Probably.
True.
I feel bad for him in a way, but, you know, the thing is I think I said it last time. You just couldn't buy that kind of loyalty, you know, walking in the door, and something went wrong. And
makes me think more of, was there room for Duchesne and McKinn? It never seemed like Duchesne was, and I'm not saying he should have either, but either way, he wasn't ready to not be the guy on offense.
If you want to be the guy, win so that you don't have high draft picks coming your way.
Okay. You know, I mean, let's make this simple.
Let's put it real simple. If Matt Duchesne wanted, if Matt Duchesne was going to have this, you know, if he had won a bunch of games and kept them in the standings and they gone to the playoffs, they wouldn't have had the opportunity to draft Nathan McKinnon.
Yeah, we wouldn't be talking about that.
Right.
But yeah. So it's been an interesting transition. Nathan McKinnon continues to be, I talked about it last show, you know, he's had some hot streaks and looked pretty good and kind of like, oh, he has this in him. Ever since Duchesne left, he's looked like a different player in a really, really good way. I'm trying to decide, you know, we talked about it before. He tries to do everything kind of on his own and all of a sudden that's working. And he's getting a little older. I mean, he's 20. Well, he's 22. That's the thing.
One of the things I was thinking about was that he. So you've got, who's your top pairing right now of
D?
Yeah,
Eric Johnson and Nikita Zadorov.
Okay, and who's your number two?
Sam Girard and I think it's Patrick Nemeth.
Yeah, and I think that Girard,
yeah,
is kind of the one that's making the difference there because
I love it.
Think about how much defense you had to play before you got, you know, as an offensive guy, you were probably having to do a lot more D. Now you've got a guy who can take the puck from somebody, move it up the ice,
or do it himself. He does it a couple times a game.
Right. Where,
the thing is, as he's skating through the defenses and through the forwards and things like that, I'm like, this kid's 19.
But now you don't need Nathan McKinnon to be sitting back there playing as much D as he was because you got better D.
And it's fun to watch.
This is weird. It seems almost like
it is weird.
Like Joe Sakic got what he wanted.
I don't know, man. He got some good cheers last night during the Hayduk's thing, and I think if Duchesne was still here and this was last season, like, I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I forgot who had it, but it was the top 10 trades of 2017, and that was the top trade.
Really?
And they're saying Sakic came away with some really good stuff.
Three-team trade. Man. And
think of
what Ottawa got. Not much.
Yeah.
I mean, they got Duchesne. That's great. But they gave up Turris. And, boy, does that seem like a good idea now? I don't know, man.
All I know is that the Avalanche have looked – way better since, and it's not just you and I are definitely, we're not one to go off two games and go, this is the new reality. It's starting to move. It seems like they've turned a corner.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak too soon, but it's been long enough to where I don't feel I'm jinxing it if I say that. And it's, as EJ plays more, he's better.
We'll find out in a week.
That's true.
He jinxed it.
I was trying to find out whether after you win five straight games, whether a week off is good or bad. And, you know, would you rather not win five games and go into a break? I mean, I'm not sure if it'll help, but what can you do about it either?
Well, in Soderberg's sort of interview after the game, he said, you know, that because, you know, I had no idea that he was that difficult to talk. You know, that there are some guys banged up and, you know, coming back. And
I mean, this is without Tyson Berry, JT Compher, and the guys that are hurt. So,
Yeah.
It's been fun to watch. Great energy in the building last night against the Wild, and that was fun.
With Compher working out and Zadorov working out, that O'Reilly trade seems better.
Hashtag won the trade.
Hashtag
winning the trade, maybe.
Who during the Winter Classic they were talking about about the Sabres, obviously, and how that basically like Eichel and Leonard are the only guys that you wouldn't consider moving. And I'm like, wow, O'Reilly
That was a fun game.
That was a fun game.
The game-winning puck is available for auction right now.
How much? What's it up to?
Almost $1,200.
Wow. Are you? I was wondering how much Lundqvist jersey is going to go for.
Oh, sheesh. I don't know. I'll have to ask guys. There's
a lot of money.
They have set. Steiner just has set prices on those, and they go $15,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe. I'm like, don't quote me on that. But
are you going to bid on one of the Hayduk retirement jersey night things?
I wish last night they wore the patch during the game and had a set, game worn set, because they have the warm up set,
right?
Hayduke signs it, then the players.
Oh, there was no patch for that. Huh.
There was a patch for the warm-up set.
Right.
They didn't wear a patch during the game. It's the first time that
this
I can remember.
Ridiculous.
I know. I'm going to throw these note cards in the air. So there's that.
Heck of a line. If you of that retired those retired numbers, that's one full line with goalie.
Not too bad.
Not shabby.
All on the same team.
Not shabby.
I was talking to my dad. I was like, how many teams have retired more than six numbers? And all, you know, six of those numbers at one time played for the same team.
And
Montreal was the only other one that he could kind of think of that.
Yeah.
And maybe at
and
that
Hayduke's team. The only one not in the Hall of Fame right now.
And I don't think he'll be there.
I don't know.
But still, amazing. Loved when, for those of you that watched, when Forsberg and Tanguay came out with the cup, like, I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting former players to be there, maybe, like.
Did you tear up?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
It was just cool seeing that. And, you know, watching, you know, these are the guys that we've watched.
Mm-hmm.
We were spoiled. I was thinking, too, as they're carrying the cup, I was like, geez, I hope they don't drop that thing. But pretty good hands carrying that thing.
Yeah, they did it on skates, so.
Yeah.
They might be able to handle it on. I'd
hope so. But yeah, nice touch. Avalanche did a great job with that. We're fast forwarding here just a little bit. But
no, okay.
Congratulations to Milan Hayduke. Great energy in the building last night. It was a sellout against Toronto a few games earlier. Very different feel. I think it's because it was the Wild. And
mm-hmm.
First time the Avalanche have really handed it to the Wild in a really, really long time. So
yeah. Now let's see if they can do it sometime in the playoffs. That would be nice.
Right? That would be nice. There's a little ways to go, but moving in a good direction. I have a question. From before, have you been suspended since the last show?
A lot of people
have been suspended since the last show.
I have not been suspended from the last show because I do things that are hockey plays.
When the puck's around?
Bring the thunder, buddy. There we go.
This is
Jay versus James. Ding, ding.
I knew we weren't going to agree on this, and it's just fun that way.
Well, that's because we originally texted about it, and you were like...
You said something about butthurt level.
I think there was some butthurt level going on.
I just get confused sometimes.
There were times when I was looking at my phone while you're texting me about Gabriel Landeskog's suspension. Just like,
who stole Jay's phone?
Is he serious? Where's my phone?
November 27th.
Go ahead.
Here he goes. I'll let him get over there. Just keep talking to the people. November 27th, Gabriel Landeskog is suspended 4 games for cross-checking Calgary's Matthew Tkachuk.
Oh, my God, 4 games?
On November 25th.
How is that possible?
Also, since then, Eric Johnson was suspended 2 games. This was on December 17th for This Is Boarding. He was boarding.
Set up the joke before you tell it.
I know, sorry. For those of you that watch the player safety videos, they have to be very specific at one point. And they actually say, this is cross-checking, or this is boarding. I think Tkachuk got suspended later, a couple weeks later, for just being a douchebag. He had enough stuff go on that they suspended him for a game. So I was like, this is douchebaggery. But anyway. And then the Avs were also involved in Zach Rinaldi being suspended for 6 games for punching Sam Girard right in the face, right in his eye hole, which wasn't very nice.
That was not a nice play.
What happened?
One of the quotes, well, something happened,
happened
to something else, and then
a lot happened.
And then Girard was like, Girard wasn't even involved in
the
thing.
He was trying to go get the puck. Yeah, he was, I'm going to go get the puck now. Ow.
Right. And then somebody on the ice said, or some media person said, well, how did Girard not see it coming? And it was like, well, he wasn't the guy who did the thing to the dude.
And he had his gloves on?
He was elsewhere. He might not have been looking at what happened, and he was going for the puck. I can see 4 reasons that we maybe might not have, kind of, could have, possibly.
Just saying.
Just not expected to get punched in the face.
And then Eric Johnson laid the smack down.
Well, that was boring.
And then.
This is.
That was before. Why are you bringing up old stuff?
Oh, then.
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
So I just have some examples, and I was just showing James, and James brings up good points, which is why I like to talk to him about it, because he's been an official as well, so he's got a very different...
No, I have not been an official.
But
I have my reffing card, but I have actually never reffed a game.
But you're more qualified because of the homework that you had to do for that.
I'm so qualified to make
You're totally qualified, but I like talking about this stuff with him because he brings a different perspective.
Now, when you text
and sees
me,
different things.
When
I
you
didn't text
me about these things... It wasn't
like,
naughty words.
Hey, can I get your opinion on this? I didn't say that in the text.
Yeah. And oh, yeah, my favorite. Favorite is when you sent the gif of the baby crying. And I was like, wow, Jay has lost it.
They were
absolutely lost.
They were emotional times for me. But I'm just, we went over a couple examples. Patrick Kane has a couple examples. And I'm trying to figure out why he doesn't get fined for some stuff. And, you know, it's really interesting how that happens. But
yeah,
it's like the threads on Twitter. When the Department of Player Safety posts the suspension videos, there are usually never in-betweens. There's people like, that's right on. Or actually, there's three. There's that's not enough. That's right on, which is not very many people. Right. And then there's others that are like, this is ridiculous. What the heck's going on? But the thing is, like, the $5,000 fine thing is just kind of weird to me. We haven't talked about this yet, but $5,000. Mm-hmm. Matt Dumba got fined $5,000 for spraying a guy with water from the bench for unsportsmanlike conduct. Mm. Patrick Kane got fined $5,000 for the two-handed chop to the dude's legs. It's like, Kane makes $8 million. Dumba makes what he makes. What's $5,000 to Patrick Kane?
Right.
Nothing. But anyway, that's beyond the point.
No, that actually has kind of been one of those things that's been an issue for a long time with the league, but that's, the players' union's never going to say, you're really should increase those fines a bit. They're going to fight that one.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, in the business side of things, the league will always be like, yeah, okay, $5,000, as long as they don't have to deal with their escrow issues, because that's a chunk of change.
I'm telling you.
I'd give the players, we'll fine you $5. $5, you leave us alone on this escrow stuff.
$5.
$5 you pay.
I think it'd be really cool if they were like,
you spray the water, $5.
$5.
You punch the face, $5.
Matthew Tkachuk spears a dude from the bench
mm-hmm.
when there's a scrum in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a $5,000 fine. But then they talked to him and suspended him. But the consistency is just kind of weird sometimes. And
what do you think that conversation was like?
Which one?
The we're gonna, then they talked to him and then they suspended him. Dude, they said to him, hey dude,
stop.
We're gonna fine you $5,000. He'd be like, that's worth it. He'd be like, okay, and a game. He's like, darn.
Wait.
It. Can I take that back? No, we had a conversation.
Okay. We talked about this.
We talked.
This is douchebaggery.
Maddie? That wasn't the word you used.
No, it wasn't.
In my texting like three times, I believe the word was...
What did I say?
Well, it was near ear hole.
You think that came up in the hearing?
A little lower.
You can't check people in the ear hole.
Little lower than that.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And then you could tell that, you know, there was some butthurtness.
I deserve it.
When you said, plenty to talk about on many sides of this thing, no doubt about that. It was here's Jay's placating.
That sounded like Trump.
that sounded like Jay saying, oh.
There's many good points.
I better stop.
He knows me too well. That's the problem.
He's mad.
This is when chemistry goes bad on the show, folks. I'm telling you.
So your favorite part about it, though, is the videos when they say...
Oh, it's so awesome.
What is it?
This is whatever infraction it was. So on EJ's, this is boarding. It's so great.
I love it because it is... And you have to do that with hockey fans. You don't...
I love it.
Well, I didn't see what... It was just a little push. He didn't mean to do it.
I didn't see what
My
that
favorite
was.
Is he didn't mean to do it. A guy goes to the box for 2 minutes. Everybody's pissed off. They show the video.
He said
the
sorry.
Dude takes his stick, pulls on the leg, laughs at him, and then goes to the box. And they're like, well, he didn't mean to do it.
He didn't mean
didn't
to.
Mean it. No, nobody he means to go to the box for 2 minutes.
That's so great. So great.
The only people who want to go to the box for that for two minutes is Eric Bogosian
mm-hmm.
from the Sabres in the game the other day. I'm guessing they either had snacks or was warmer.
He's just like, I'm going.
He's just like, ah, forget it.
I'm good.
I might cross check this guy. I just need 2 minutes.
I needed some alone time.
I need to be by myself.
And this is how we do
it. I bet those penalty boxes were nice and toasty because like the benches mm-hmm. were so open, but you had the box and I'm sure there was a heater in there and just be like, I'm doing 2 minutes.
You could sit close to the attendant in there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Probably. It was cold.
You think they were snuggling? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Sit close to the attendant.
The cameraman.
They probably had a heater.
I don't know. I mean,
this isn't the National Hugging League. This is the hockey.
Why can't it be, though?
Hugs, not thugs.
Yeah, for some guys.
That's killing it, ruining the game. So Landeskog gets suspended four games, and you felt that was a bit excessive.
I don't know. It wasn't as much like, this is one of my favorite players on my favorite team. Why does he get suspended? But it's just comparing it to some of the things that had happened recently around that, and it just didn't, you know, and he had been suspended before, but under the new bargaining agreement, he wasn't considered a repeat offender, which I know that's why Ronaldo got six games right off the bat.
How long has it been since his last suspension?
Landeskog?
Yeah.
Was it last season? Or the season before? I can't remember.
I think he was suspended like twice last season, wasn't he? Like two gamers or like a two.
Yeah, and I know we've had these discussions before, and I know what I'm going to get from you, and not in a bad way, but it's like he needs to be more responsible with a stick or the way he's playing, or which he's done better of lately. I'll probably just jinx that too. But the thing is, like, you know, it just seemed kind of excessive. But again, it's like the Twitter. It's like the Twitter thread.
Right.
Nobody's going to agree with it. Everybody's going to say too much, too little.
Well, the thing is, like, for me, here's my attitude towards suspensions is that, you know, you have a number one, it's a privilege to play in the NHL. You know, the difference between the NHL and the AHL just salary wise is ridiculous, you know, and all the perks you get and things like that. These guys work their butts off. They do all the things that they need to do to be great hockey players and all that. That's their trade.
Yep.
But it is a privilege, and a suspension is supposed to hurt. It's not supposed to be a timeout. It's supposed to make you go, yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah.
I need to not do that. I'll think about it. It does hurt.
I'll think about it next time.
Yep. It hurts you and in your pocketbook, all of that.
Yeah.
More than, you know, even that, I mean, like, who was it? Rafi Torres.
Mm-hmm.
All the time with it, you know, he'd get the suspension and then he'd be like, I'm not going to change my ways. Well, we're going to throw more books at you.
Yeah.
We threw a book at you. Now we're throwing two. Now we're throwing an encyclopedia at you, you know.
For you kids at home, that's what the truth used to be in the encyclopedia.
Oh, yeah. Damn it,
remember that? We're getting old, yeah. But the thing is, too, maybe this is a result of, I was thinking as you were talking, maybe this is a result of, this is not a $5,000 offense, I guess.
Yeah.
This is more than that, so we have to look toward suspensions instead.
Right.
The $5,000, I don't think, even for your minimum guys, that's not going to bother them.
Mm-hmm.
But when we start taking games from you and taking salary from you.
Right.
And that's the only way you can send a message.
And if you're, if you make a difference on your team,
mm-hmm.
then the amount of games and how it hurts your team. I mean, look at the Tom Brady suspension, you know, the money wise dude is not going to be hurting for money. No. I'm sure he lost a good chunk of change from that, but they fought because they wanted Tom Brady to play.
Yeah.
You know, that you want Landeskog to play. And if I were the coach, I'd be like, dude,
Where
do you want to be? You want to be watching from home, or do you want to be on the bench?
I think some guys say the right thing. Landy does, EJ does, and I believe him. Like Torres, when he would say things, it makes me think of Bertuzzi as well. I'm not that kind of player. Well, look what you just did.
Yeah,
you are that kind of player.
Oh yeah, Bertuzzi. The thing with Bertuzzi was like it was. I mean, no, quote unquote, nobody's that kind of player,
right.
But Bertuzzi always played with an edge. He was a power forward because he was a big guy that threw his weight around and could score. You know, now you've got more guys that can do that, but you also don't need to throw your weight around in the same way.
Yeah.
You know, but Bertuzzi was,
there's that thing. I don't know. I
totally
just
that kind of player.
Yeah,
he wasn't like the reason he was that kind of player was because he wasn't like a Ty Domi or stuff like that, where they do things regularly, they fight regularly,
and therefore
they know what, like, you know, it's like giving a handgun to a, you know, 8-year-old. They don't know what it's going to do.
Sure.
And Bertuzzi, I don't think he knew what he could do by doing that.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that he didn't feel bad. I'm sure he did.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he still does. Outcome.
I'm sure he still does. Yeah.
I'm not, but you know,
there's that.
I'm not like going to Kyle Keefe this, but I'm just saying.
That's a verb?
It is now. Is it a verb or an adjective? I guess it's both.
It could be both. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Kyle is the adverb.
And Kyle Keefingly.
To Kyle Keefe something now, I guess, is to like be all, no, it's my way. Yeah. Burgundy blue.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I doubt it.
I think he admits to that too, which is fine. But that's where I like Rycroft and John Michael Lyles to be able to kind of counterbalance that out.
I think so. I brought up Bertuzzi and Moore in our Twitter conversation. I kind of went, I went a little nuclear.
That's okay. That's okay.
I was getting a little.
By the way, Kyle Keefe and everybody.
Oh, and I also,
we love you.
I also swore in our texting conversation.
You? Too. What did you say? Don't say it out loud. This is parent show. This is kid friendly show.
It was right after you sent me the crying baby one.
Was that me?
I was
a crying baby.
I brought up more than you sent me the crying baby, and then I swore. And then you said, wow, that escalated quickly. I'm just playing around here. And that is when I started scrolling back going, at what point does this seem like playing? What is going on here?
That was an emotional wreck.
Oh, we need that sarcasm. I'm just joking font. I mean, this is, come on. You know, really? You send that to me? You send me the crying baby?
I wasn't referring to you.
Well, it was right between two texts. So.
Maybe it was the out of order thing that.
Well, and you also used all caps.
Oh yeah,
used all caps.
I was in a yelling mood.
This is great. You use all caps. I bring up more. You send me a gif of a crying baby. I swear, and then you say, "Wow, that escalated quickly."
Uh-huh. We're awesome. Hello.
So today on. Today on how to
as the AHB turns. Oh. Okay, that's been James versus Jay.
Ding ding ding.
Yeah,
who won? Awesome.
Nobody wins these. Nobody, including everybody listening.
I would just like to remind everybody out there that there were actually people on Twitter asking when the next podcast was coming out. So y'all, this is your fault.
You wanted this.
You wanted this.
We'll give you what you want and plenty more, and probably some stuff you didn't need. I don't know.
Mike, how do you pronounce his last name?
I believe it's Kleinsman.
Aya Taxman?
Wow.
Addy Makita?
I can translate for anything that James does. I believe it's Kleinsman. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
We love you, too.
He's just staring at his iPod. Like,
what happened?
What have I wrote?
Guys, this was not me. Don't at me. Please don't at me.
What did I do?
Great night with Milan Hated last night. I need to change gears totally. Did you hear those screeching tires? Like, there
oh,
you go.
Oh, man. Like donuts.
Any Milan Hayduk memories that stick out?
Oh, there was this one time when
he scored the goal.
And he came over to me and he was like, how'd I do there? And I was like, yeah, pretty good.
You're okay. It's not number retirement quite quality yet, but you're moving that direction.
You know, I'm gonna admit no. Yeah, not because he wasn't great, you know, but because the Avalanche for a while were a lot like the Chicago Blackhawks were when they were in the middle of their cup runs. You know, you had Toews and Kane and you were always watching those guys. And then you have you kind of have like your next level and then you have the scrubs.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, because Hayduk, you know, of the numbers that are up there that are retired, Hayduk is probably the least impressive, but that's saying a lot.
That says a ton.
Like, I mean, that's because the other guys eclipsed him so much. Yeah. And he was always the quiet guy, you know? It's like, what I really remember about him was like when things were hard, when things were getting harder for the Avs, and he was captain, like, and there was, I think he felt a lot of responsibility for it, more than his play, which was great. I remember his character.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and even, you know, like Joe Sakic was so quiet, that you just kind of that his play said everything. And Patrick Waugh was really good, but he was boisterous and sometimes his mouth said everything.
Yeah.
And just Hayduk and his actions and his behavior said more of him than anything else to me.
Really well said. Yeah. And I think that's the thing. There's not maybe one particular goal or instance that sticks out, but I think that's a tribute to his consistency and just who he was as a kind of a person and a player. He's just really, really level-headed as you can get. And, you know, didn't necessarily carry the team or didn't lead necessarily to its downfall, but, you know, definitely deserved.
I can't remember his stats, but his stats were more assists than goals.
375 goals. I know that off the top of my head.
Over a point a game. Yeah. But a lot more, you know, so that was, it's like close to 700, I think, in assists.
It was funny, Joe Sakic, as during his speech, he was saying, you know, Milan Hajduk in franchise history is second on the list of all these. And I just would have wished he would have gone unhockey just for a second, just kind of winked and been like, mm-hmm. You guys know.
Singing this, singing that.
Second's good, but it's no me. But yeah. No, he definitely wouldn't do that. But great. I think it was a great way to be able to honor his career.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to decide whether the timing was good. I think they waited a little bit long, but whatever. Yeah. But yeah.
Do you want, you know, it would have been obviously they announced it before the season. Mm-hmm. So they didn't know how this season was going to go. If they would have done it during the during the previous season, you know, it kind of would have been like, have been that Band-Aid on, you know, or trying to put lipstick on a pig.
The timing worked out well.
Yeah.
They've been playing well, and it just kind of crescendoed all the way up to this, all the way into the bye week. So,
didn't they lost on Foots night, right?
That's the only one I saw kind of a random stat by Brandon McNicholas from Avs PR. And they're 5-1 on
really
on jersey retirements nights. And and Foot was the one that they lost.
I thought they lost more than that. And you know, it's the thing with the big deal event. I'm also thinking of like the outdoor game.
Yeah.
You know, it was a big stage and it's a home game and everybody's excited and they walk away with a loss that they really could have.
And they blew it in the third period. Yeah. So I don't know.
So yeah, no, it's a, we would hear like, well, why are they retiring his number from outside? And that, and I think kind of what I was saying is part of why, you know, that there isn't something that stands out.
He's not that kind of a player. Unless you watched him, I think game in, game out for an extended amount of time, you can't really appreciate what he brought to the table.
Yeah. I think he's kind of like, in a way, it's kind of like when Paul Kariya was put into the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Again, you know, did Kariya ever win a cup? No, he didn't. Yeah. But there's a reason he was damn good, and there's, you know.
Yeah.
So did he deserve to be there? Yes, but are people going to look at it and go, does he deserve to be there?
Yeah.
And they have a reason they're asking, and people are going to ask about this. They have asked about this, and yeah, I can see why, but.
Yeah, I think the fans that have watched guys like that night in, night out, they understand why.
Yeah.
Everybody else is like,
well, you know, that's why you're retired at home. There's one player that's had his name retired or his number retired league wide. That's Gretzky. And there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
You know, and
he's pretty good.
You do it for the home fans. You don't do it for everybody else.
That's right.
You know, there are teams that retire the number 7 for their fans. God bless them. God bless them. Have you not seen that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They retire number 7 because the fans are the 7th man. So nobody's going to wear 7. Mm-hmm. I think I've also seen number 1 as being retired.
Okay.
Yeah, because our fans are number 1. Yeah.
Insert eye roll. There's that.
Because this is sports, damn it. It has to be serious.
We're sportsing here. Watch this. Real quick.
Oh, speaking of watch this, I know you got a thing.
No, go ahead.
Speaking of watch this, did you see the video from the guy from the Milwaukee Admirals telling his dad that he made the Olympic team?
Pretty cool.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's not NHL guys.
It's a lot of hugging.
Did you see who's on the? Speaking of, did you see who's on the roster?
Brian Gianta.
No, I mean he's on the roster.
Oh,
Ryan Stoa.
No,
you didn't see that.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah,
he was Stoa playing.
It was alphabetical. I don't know. And I was like, Ryan Stoa.
The KHL. There were a lot of KHL, German Elite League.
It's going to be an interesting. Did you watch World Juniors?
I watched as much as I could. Yeah.
Okay. Connor Timmins and Cale Makar, two first round draft pick and second round draft pick, flipped those respectively from the last couple of years.
Mm.
Legit.
Yeah.
Like they look good. Cale Makar, first round draft pick from last year, is getting a lot of love for playing well in big games now and really emerging as that one player that people knew was there, but weren't quite expecting such good things.
Mm-hmm.
Making things look good.
Who was that Fox kid that they were kind of big on?
I don't know.
What a defenseman, Fox.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, the Avalanche prospects looking good. Sorry. I would have added to that if I had anything to add to it.
Totally.
But real quick, Varley gets hurt.
Oh, God, the Varley saga.
What do you think it was? They've only said lower body.
Of course. What do you think it was?
His heel bone.
No, come on. What do you think it was?
It was hard to figure out exactly when he got hurt because he just, during one of the commercial breaks, he came over and talked to Matt, the trainer.
What's his last name?
This is my Ado Callio.
Yes.
Sokolowski.
At least I don't even know what it is, but I'm sure it's wrong.
I could throw some K's in there. But he came over and talked to him, and then he left, and we haven't seen him since. But they did send – they sent him and down during the break so he could play in San Antonio, but that doesn't mean a whole lot right now.
Oh, really? He's down in – I didn't really –
they just sent him down this morning.
Oh, okay.
He was here for the last couple games.
I was busy cleaning the apartment, so it didn't
I know.
Look like a pit
it's
for you.
Spotless, but
– not remotely, but still, thank you.
Jonathan Bernier has looked solid lately, and I like
he's looked
that
pretty good.
A lot.
Yeah. He's getting a lot of help, but, you know, that's – any goaltender needs
how
help.
Long has it been since we've said that though
the where Hamburglar was on the bench
he was on the bench stealing the bench. Hamburgers
man
mm-hmm. I saw him steal several
and he's wearing number 35 mm-hmm. which was a which was one of the numbers for what's his butt Wyman so I may have to add
yeah and the jiggy so yeah it's been nice to see him step up and again like I said how long has it been since we've been able to say he's getting help in front of him
true
like EJ is playing as well as he ever has and as much as he ever has. Big Z, I believe, is a plus or even in the last 50 games or something like that.
In the last 50 games?
Something like that. Okay. McNabb said that, which then that says something. You got Gerard. You've got Nemeth. I mean, they're looking good.
They're looking good.
It helps a lot.
They're in playoffs a lot.
That defense.
Can I tell you how excited people get for the playoffs?
Halfway through the season?
My girlfriend just texted me. She's in Buffalo.
Yes.
She's in Lion King, right? You know, and they're starting their show. She just texted me. Final show in Buffalo. Audience chanting, "Let's go Bills" in the house before the show.
Okay.
They're
excited.
This is Lion King. This is a Broadway musical, and they're chanting, "Let's go Bills" before the show. That is how excited people are for the playoffs.
Playoffs are fun. And playoffs are exciting.
How long has been since the Bills made the playoffs?
Oh, like 16 years or something.
I thought it was like longer than I've been alive.
I'm just throwing that number out there. We could probably look that up. But we don't want to.
We don't want to. I still have to look. Oh, God, I have to do the thing for the spiel.
Oh, no, we kind of remix that. You can just say, like, go to the true. Internet or something, whatever.
So you're a remix? Break out the turntables? I like
wiki,
it.
Wiki. Real quick, Bernier's looking good. Carl Soderberg, much improved for whatever reason. Blake Como, much improved. I think if the Avs get Tyson Jost going a little bit and get Wilson, I'm thinking of.
Joe's got a goal last night.
He
that
did.
Was really nice.
He did.
It's and a good it's pass from Wilson, I believe.
Wilson. Excellent pass. That was that good hockey right there.
Mm-hmm.
So Jost is one. Colin Wilson is who he is. Kerfoot has cooled off just a little bit. I think you get Jost and Kerfoot going.
You know, the thing with Kerfoot, though, is like he's kind of starting to find his role as an agitator.
Yeah.
So that's not really – it's not a shock that he's not getting as many goals because of that. But, you know, because then people start to focus on him. Before it was like, okay, so there's that guy. We can give him a little bit of space because who cares? Now he's like, oh, that pest, we're going to go in and get him. Yeah. If he makes room for other guys, awesome.
JT Confer has been hurt. Yeah, but I mean, guys like that, I think it's tough to get kind of your borderline fourth line guys going and keeping them hot because they just don't get that much ice time. But anything you can get from them, like the goal last night from Jost,
yeah,
good stuff.
So the Varley thing.
Varley.
That's concerning.
Lower body.
Which probably means groin.
They said it wasn't they didn't come out and say it'd be out for an extended amount of time. Like, I think they called it day-to-day right away. But, again, you never know with those things. Hopefully it's just a little stretch.
Yeah. It's what, you know, I don't know. I mean, Bernier is not – I mean, how do you feel about Bernier versus Pickard? Like, would you still rather have Pickard around?
I hadn't even
Bernier?
Thought about that. I like Bernier from what I've seen so far. So, I mean, right now I think Bernier – win that one, but it's easy to say since he's looked so solid the last couple games.
And Pickard.
But
Pickard's
again,
still down in the AHL, isn't he?
No, Toronto called him up for the game here, so he's been up for a little bit.
Oh, I forgot.
But when I was at the game the other night, they called him up that day and he started.
Wow.
Because why shouldn't he?
Why not? Yeah, you're going to know the book on your old teammates.
That's right. There was some good.
They're going to know the book on you.
That's right. There was some good jousts back and forth. You can see them kind of talking to each other. Everybody loves Pickard, but. The thing is, I think Bernier is getting the help that Pickard really never got.
Yeah.
So it's hard to compare. But.
Yeah. And it's funny because it really isn't. I mean, Gerard is a huge difference. And other than that, there isn't a huge difference.
No.
You know, it's,
But it's just guys staying healthy. It's EJ playing more, playing better. It's Zadorov really improving. When I think about the guys that have improved and started having kind of the seasons that we would expect them to have, the list keeps getting longer. Between EJ, between Varley's look better, between Zadorov, Nemeth, Soderberg, Como. I mean, the list is growing of guys that are playing how they should. Yep. But then you got guys like McKinnon, who go off the charts with it. Rantanen, we haven't mentioned it at all. I mean, I think he's top 10 in scoring now or some crazy number like that. Like, he's 20, I believe. I mean, we've got some serious young talent moving forward and looking pretty decent so far. So there's that. Halfway through the season, we'll take it.
And don't forget, Francois Beauchemin. He's still the being Boche. Paid. So
the Boche.
Cap hit.
Oh, man. Why you got to bring up old stuff?
Why? He's still on the team.
Yeah, Joe Colborne. Yeah. Let's go. Oh, anyway. So, hey, there's a spiel.
Oh, is it time?
Do you want to?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
James Tate by Grelian spiel.
I'm so excited.
I know. You can. I can tell. Go for it.
Shh. All right.
I'll be quiet now.
You ready?
Let's do this. Ring the thunder.
AvsHockeyPodcast.com.
Push the mic out of the way.
And scene. Anyways, you can find Jay on Twitter at Avs Podcast. Is that right? Is that right? Is that how we say it?
That's correct.
Twitter? Okay.
Twitter.
And you can go to our site. And there's not a lot of fun there lately because, like, you know, let's see.
I'm making jerseys.
How long has it been since there's been a jersey post? There's not even a jersey post on the front page. There's episode 106, 107, 108, 109.
Well, it's your home for almost everything Avalanche.
Yeah, except for fun.
I'll do something fun.
Are you still doing Instagram?
Yeah, I post most of the jersey pictures there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to Instagram.
Instagrams.
And I'd tell you the phone number, but I know that you guys already put in your contacts for speed dial.
704-845 rink.
84 other way around.
Oh, don't let me confuse you, everyone.
No, 845-704 rink.
Ah, there we go.
It's a phone number that leads to a podcast that doesn't exist anymore. God, why?
But we'll answer it. Oh, you just made yourself sad.
Why do people listen to us?
That's how you know you're doing it right. Oh, facepalm. Oh.
Oh, okay. And I think that's... Oh, please let that be the spiel. Is that it? Can I stop now?
You're good. That was hockeypodcast.com. You're home for almost everything, Avalanche.
Oh, yeah. And there's Avs Twitter Psychic.
Avs Twitter Psychic.
It's a hashtag.
That's right. Thanks for playing, everyone.
I hope you learned how to spell psychic, because I just don't know. I can't
You know how to say psychic, but you can't say Ada Kelly?
I
can
say psychic. I can't spell psychic. Okay. I can't say 8080. BB-8 or whatever his name is. R2-D2.
This is going to be noises from now on.
Sammy. It's like a car wreck.
Shout out to Hirsch. Enjoy the jersey.
Oh, right, get it?
I gave it to him last night.
All right.
Thanks for everything.
Did he give you a big hug?
He was touched. Big Team 58 plus hug.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good to see him. Good to catch up.
Are you okay? Did you crack a couple ribs? Because... If he gave me a hug, I'd probably.
I'll show you the picture is on Facebook. I'll show you the picture. Like, yeah. he makes me look small. I appreciate that. Other shout outs? You got anything?
I don't have anything. I was barely prepared to do a podcast. Are you kidding me?
We're all good, man. We cranked this thing out. We're awesome.
That was terrible.
Nah, it wasn't. No way. We appreciate you joining us on the Avs Hockey Podcast, episode number 110. You're home for almost everything Avalanche. Almost everything Avalanche. Thanks for celebrating the 10th season with us of the podcast. Always something worth celebrating.
Yeah.
We're always here for you. It's been a little bit since the last show, but this will get you through the bye week.
Yeah, it was.
You've been busy.
It was that whole Christmassy time. Did you have a good Christmas? A good New Year?
I did. Excellent. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Staying busy.
2018. People were talking about how bad 2017 was. 2018, it's on us to make it better, my friend. So let's do this. Let's do this hockey. Let's do this better year.
Let's do that hockey.
All right.
This month. Oh,
touch
the iPad. There's the iPad right there.
Touch the iPad. He actually brought the iPad.
All right. That's about a wrap. Thank you, James.
Thank you.
It's a wrap for episode number 110 of the Avs Hockey Podcast. You're home for almost everything Avalanche. We'll be back in your ear hole soon. So until then, take care. Let's go Avs. We'll talk to you next time on the Avs Hockey Podcast. See ya. Okay, so I hear you. So the puck being there makes a difference.
I don't think you do.
All right. I hear you.
I think that you're pretty angry. Still.
Still.
After some all this time. Freaking reason.
Okay.
Holy crap.
We're not going to talk about that as much now.
We're going to talk about it.
Nope.
Why not?
I don't want to.
Well, now I know what the end bit of the show is going to be.